On this week's Trivia Night, you're under arrest, sugar. It's time for Buddy Cop Movies Trivia. Stop or my mom will shoot, trivia heads, and welcome to another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on the planet Earth. I am your host, Philip Tricky. And as always, I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, just down the road a piece from Huber Heights, the largest community of brick homes in the United States. That's at least one place you won't find the Big Bad Wolf. I'm bringing 10 questions from CrowdPurr's Trivia Game of the Week, pulled from our extensive library that I update every week with a diverse crop of trivia games just like this one. These games are perfect for any and all gatherings, meetings, classes, parties, soirees, fetes, and the like. And it's coming to you free. Stick around to find out more. Before we dive into this week, the answer to last week's bonus question is Zeus, as in the Greek god. Sam Jackson played Zeus in Die Hard with a Vengeance. And now, well, isn't John McClane and Zeus the perfect segue into this week's topic? Who wrote this thing? You fire up the sirens while I fire up the shenanigans. It's 10 questions on Buddy Cop movies. Now, you've got the right to hear 10 questions, but you best waive that right to remain silent because you're going to want to answer these. Now, let's get this thing going because I'm getting too old for this podcast. Let's play! All right, gonna start things off here with a classic buddy cop pairing right down the middle. Question one. What popular stand-up comic made his feature film debut in the 1982 buddy cop comedy 48 Hours? Was it A, Richard Pryor, B, Bernie Mac, C, Eddie Murphy, or D, Chris Rock? Which of these stand-ups made his feature film debut in 48 Hours in 1982? The correct answer is C. It's Eddie Murphy. Yeah, Eddie Murphy made his feature film debut in 48 Hours, which is pretty much considered like a Mount Rushmore of the buddy cop genre. Moving on to question two. Who plays Detective Starsky to Owen Wilson's Detective Hutch in 2004's Starsky and Hutch? Is it A, Vince Vaughn, B, Luke Wilson, C, Jason Bateman, or D, Ben Stiller? Which of these members of the... The Frat Pack. Which members of the Frat Pack played Starsky to Owen Wilson's Hutch in Starsky and Hutch? The correct answer is... D. It's Ben Stiller. He also brought back the Ben Stiller Show character who's like, huh, do it, do it, do it, do it. Moving on to question three. Before becoming a late night talk show host... Blank starred opposite Queen Latifah in the 2004 comedy Taxi. Was it A, Jimmy Kimmel, B, Jimmy Fallon, C, Seth Meyers, or D, James Corden? Which of these late night hosts starred opposite Queen Latifah in 2004's Taxi? The correct answer is B, Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, James Corden. We got a lot of Jimmys on the late night TV. I guess James Corden's not on there anymore. But yeah, Jimmy Fallon starred opposite Queen Latifah in Taxi, and now he's the host of The Tonight Show. What a wild ride. Question four. What is the name of the fastest sloth at the DMV in the animated buddy cop movie Zootopia? Is it A, Flash, B, Bolt, C, Speedy, or D, Dash? Bet you didn't think you were going to get an animated buddy cop movie, but here we are, and what's the name of the fastest sloth at the DMV? The correct answer is... A. It's Flash. Flash is the fastest three-toed sloth at the Department of Mammal Vehicles in the animated buddy cop comedy Zootopia. You can find buddy cop movies in all sorts of places. You just gotta know where to look. Question five. Which rapper-turned-actor plays an irascible police captain in 21 Jump Street? A. Ice Cube, B. Ice-T, C. Ludacris, or D. LL Cool J? Which of these rappers-turned-actor plays a cantankerous captain in 21 Jump Street and 22 Jump Street, for that matter? The correct answer is... Hey, it's Ice Cube. Ice Cube is coming straight out of Compton to play a police chief in 21 and 22 Jump Street, which are surprisingly very funny movies. Let's keep it going here with question 6. I'm ratcheting up the difficulty level just a little bit here, so here we go. Question 6. Which installment in the Lethal Weapon franchise introduces Joe Pesci's Mowdermouth federal witness, Leo Getz? A. Lethal Weapon 1. B. Lethal Weapon 2. C. Lethal Weapon 3. Or D. Lethal Weapon 4. What's the first Lethal Weapon movie to feature the Mowdermouthed Leo Getz? The correct answer is... Okay. The correct answer is... B. It's Lethal Weapon 2. If we're going to be honest here, Lethal Weapon 2 is really when the franchise starts to take off. Much like Aliens, Empire, and The Godfather Part 2, it is one of those sequels that is better than the original. Question 7 is going to be a reorder question. This one is a little different. I read you the question, give you 4 answer options, and you just need to put these in correct order. So here we go with a reorder question 7. List these popular buddy cop movies in the order in which they hit theaters. And your movies are Training Day, Lethal Weapon, 48 Hours, and The Nice Guys. Move those around. Put those in the correct order. I'm looking for what order these movies were released in theaters. And the correct order is 48 Hours, Lethal Weapon, Training Day, and The Nice Guys. 48 Hours came out in 1982, Lethal Weapon 1987, Training Day 2001, and The Nice Guys 2016. I know what you're thinking, Training Day is not exactly a buddy cop comedy, but not all buddy cop movies are funny. However, this next one is. Question 8. Which of these beloved girl groups does Michael Keaton's police captain repeatedly quote in the Will Ferrell comedy The Other Guys? A. Destiny's Child, B. The Spice Girls, C. TLC, or D. En Vogue. Which of these girl groups does Michael Keaton repeatedly quote in The Other Guys? The correct answer is C. It's TLC, T-Boz, Left Eye, and Chili. And you know, when you think about it, it's just good advice. Don't go chasing waterfalls. But I will chase question 9. What big-budget action filmmaker made his directorial debut with 1995's Bad Boys? Is it A. Gareth Evans, B. Simon West, C. Doug Liman, or D. Michael Bay? Which of these big-budget action filmmakers debuted in 1995 with Bad Boys? What you gonna do? The correct answer is D. It's Michael Bay. He debuted in 1995 with Bad Boys, and if you ask me, I think he's only gotten better with age. If you've listened to the show before, you know how I feel about Pain and Gain. I'm going to take every opportunity I can to get people to watch Pain and Gain. Now, before I smash an entire case of Yoo-Hoo on the floor with the last question, do you have an upcoming event or meeting that you're looking to spruce up? Did you know that you can host your own trivia game just like this with CrowdPurr? We've got over 1,500 original trivia games in our library. They're just loaded up with GIFs, images, videos, and so much more. Or you can write your own game on whatever topic you want. Add your own videos, images, your logo, fun facts. The sky is the limit. We've even got team modes. You can buddy cop your way to the top of the rankings with all manner of teams. Players join in on their devices, either in person or virtually, and you kick back and relax as they compete for spots atop our real-time rankings leaderboard. There's even a free-forever basic plan to get started quickly, so add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPurr. Now I know I already said it once, but Danny Glover got to say it in at least 4 Lethal Weapons. I'm getting too old for this. It's question 10! Which of these athletes-turned-actor co-stars alongside Jean-Claude Van Damme in 1997's Double Team? A. Rick Fox, B. Carl Weathers, C. Dennis Rodman, or D. Jim Brown? Which one of these athletes-turned-actor does Double Team with Jean-Claude Van Damme in 1997? The correct answer is C. It's the Worm, Dennis Rodman. I think that was a pretty short-lived acting career because 1997's Double Team was not very well received. In fact, the Golden Raspberry Awards named Dennis Rodman the worst supporting actor in 1997 for his turn in Double Team. And Rodman and Van Damme were also awarded Worst Screen Couple. Aww, so cute. Well, other podcasts ain't got nothing on me. That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Connect with our social media on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPur, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And be sure to hit up our show page for this week's bonus question. Lastly, do check out CrowdPur.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Tricky, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.